to the committee, somebody change, feels different, speak up. But I think you have my support, and my support on this committee for whatever. And I don't know if there's somebody that says different, but I think the better, the more security, the better.
I don't know anybody who would argue with that, to be honest with you.
No, I will say this also. If something does go slightly awry, let's bring it here and let's kind of like speak about it and say, okay, well, how can we fix this?
Right. I mean, I've already talked to my employees, and I'm sure Pat's has probably talked to their employees. There's been a change in command here of the security, and that we've asked them to do more challenging. That's what I've told mine, so.
Yeah, we have 24-hour security on that side of the right corner. It's manned all the time.
Are you still going to get the advice from the attorney? I mean, are we still leaving that open, or are we?
He's waiting.
We are.
Well, yeah. That's good information to know.
I mean, for this group, I guess it's good.
So does the group want Joe to come back and advise us when he gets to the answers, or what's the feeling of the group?
When are we meeting again? Are we meeting next month?
Should.
What does that mean?
Are we going back?
Just Joe comes back in a month and gives
it. One of the things that we got to decide at the end of the meeting is the frequency that we're going to meet and when we come back. So, can we get back to you? It'll probably be next month, but it might be 2 months, or it might be.
That's fine.
Right. Could
be here.
So, okay.
What would you like as far as my you want the answers from the attorney, and then
I think that'd be good so we understand.
Okay. Because we have a starting point.
Several of us are on the pilots group also, and we'll disseminate that information to the pilots. So they can sleep easier or sleep less.
And at the same time, you were looking for input or guidance on SOPs for making contacts after hours or whatever.
If you wanted to start that process, I would kind of think you.
Well, I think that's something that ought to come from our office, working with all the tenants. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to give me some recommendations on what I should ask or how you think it ought to be set up, but I guess there's a lot more tenants on the airport than just what's here. Yeah.
Some tenants might be okay with knowing that the door's unlocked, but they may not want the security workforce to walk inside. Mm-hmm. You know, and then not only that, you may not want your security force to walk inside, because then all of a sudden they're in a confined space where a radio may or may not work. So you get into a personal security of your workforce at that point. So. Anyway.
Okay, so I will, at the next meeting, I'll report back with our attorney's answers. I'll have those prepared for you.
Or defer if you don't have them yet. Okay. So, I mean, the committee's more than willing to work. What we were talking about, Dave and Todd, was the security, airport security. And Joe kind of gave us a quick briefing on what his standpoint is. And we talked a little bit about emergency response training of the people, and of course, any of this information that we gave out about the security, we probably are not supposed to really disseminate it too much to the public. You know, so if the public finds out that they only do four rounds a night, then the criminal finds out, okay, I wait for him to go by. So,
except that'll be on the internet.
He's already in that figured out.
You're not serious about putting it on the internet, are you?
All our meetings are on the internet. All our meetings, all the audio from our meetings are on the county website.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, you don't have a phone number.
No, but we were talking about the number of rounds they do, and the frequency, and what the coverage area is.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the same.
They don't know the time, so.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I do.
So, well, I'd make a recommendation. We admit that in the minutes. Are we allowed to do that?
Jeff has already volunteered to make one round. Yeah. If we don't get enough, I heard that before you got here.
What's that?
I just bring up what they missed. I told them you'd already volunteered. Bring an extra round, run it yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I got to have a tractor to do it with big headlights. So you're the man. I'm going to have to come see you.
No, kind of want you to do it quietly. You got to sneak up on this.
I want them to know I'm coming. I want them to feel the earth shaking.